This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The percentage of Wisconsin high school students enrolling directly into college is falling. As Rich Kramer reports, the decline is gradual but has big implications for institutions already facing significant and long-term enrollment challenges.
UW-Platteville's Richland campus is mostly quiet on this cold Wednesday in February. The only sounds come from the babbling Brush Creek and an occasional car pulling onto campus. Freshmen Jackson Kinney and Heath Zumach are studying alone in the Wallace Student Center cafeteria. Kinney says he's heard there are only 60 students at the campus, down from the fall enrollment count of 75.
Will this campus be here in 5 years? I've heard that question a lot, and we hope it is, but with enrollment this low, it makes you wonder how that is able to happen and how they're able to support themselves.
Kinney says he likes the small class sizes and is saving money by staying close to home. But enrollment at UW-Platteville Richland has fallen by nearly 87% from a peak of 567 students in 2014. Between 2010 and 2021, the UW's 13 two-year campuses lost about 7,400 students. UW System Chief Data Analyst Ben Passmore says that's a huge challenge, in part because two-year campuses are access points for students who may not go to college otherwise.
It seems pretty clear that the attractiveness of that kind of associate route, or certainly to follow that all the way through the associate's degree and transfer, declined over this last decade. I don't have a great theory as to why.
Passmore says one thing is clear. Fewer high school graduates in Wisconsin are going directly to college. His office is analyzing data from the State Department of Public Instruction, showing 59% of grads in 2015 enrolled as freshmen the same year. In 2019, that fell to 56%. The decline was higher among men than women. And at Wisconsin Technical Colleges, enrollment fell by more than 34% over the last decade. Administrators attribute that to a strong economy, low birth rates, and an aging population. Technical College System President Morna Foy says two-year college enrollment typically increases with unemployment, but that didn't happen despite job losses during the pandemic.
You know, typical decline around 2 to 3% annually. Dropped to 19% over the last 2 years.
She says new challenges for working parents, like the loss of childcare options and public school closures, likely meant a pause for tech college plans. As for the longer trend, Foy says higher education is changing, and more people are seeking degrees or certifications after starting careers. And more high schools are offering associate degree programs. Some two-year UW system campuses are responding by offering four-year bachelor's degrees. That's what UW-Green Bay's locations in Manitowoc, Marinette, and Sheboygan started doing in 2019. They're the only UW two-year campuses to see enrollment grow in the last 2 years. Chancellor Michael Alexander says the university is purposely ceding ground to area technical colleges.
We're still going to offer associate's degrees as part of what we do, but we're not going to compete for a student who's choosing between us and the technical college.
Sarah Burmish is in her third year of classes on UW-Green Bay's Sheboygan campus. She's saving money on her nursing degree by going to school in her hometown. The five-year program is split between the Sheboygan campus, a nearby tech college, and a year of online classes at UW-Green Bay.
This was a really safe option just to like come and sit, take some classes while I was trying to figure out my life.
The declining number of high school graduates going directly to college in Wisconsin means schools are going to have to figure out more ways to meet students like Burmish where they are. It's a critical challenge for institutions hoping to adapt and reverse long-term enrollment declines. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.